Brenda Ramlo's daughter, Paige, is a junior at Manor New Tech High School. She says her daughter is interested in pursuing a career in video graphics.
The school had the latest Apple computers, the technology.
She says the best part about the school is the teaching method, known as project-based learning.
I think the teachers are more involved and into the learning process as far as, you know, as these kids are learning a lot of the stuff on their self, they're not just being spoken at. You know, they're giving a topic or a subject, and then the teachers kind of guide them on doing the research.
A majority of teachers at Manor New Tech are graduates of the UTeach program at the University of Texas. The collaborative project educates prospective teachers not just about science and math content, but also how to properly teach those courses effectively. Anthony Petrosino with the UTeach program says an effective teacher can't just be an expert in a specific field.
So it's one thing to understand physics. It's another thing to understand why perhaps some concepts in physics are difficult for students to understand.
STEM programs gained popularity in recent years as a way to address the lack of qualified candidates for jobs in the tech industry. But some question if STEM is the best way to improve science and math education. Tom Lovelace with the Brookings Institution says the acronym STEM doesn't work for schools.
Mainly because of the T and the E. Technology and engineering have never received a lot of attention in schools. And if policymakers want to push all schools, elementary, middle, and high schools, to give more emphasis to technology and especially engineering, then they're facing an uphill battle. Not to mean that it can't be successful, but these are just topics that have not been taught.
Lovelace says there's a difference between using technology to teach and teaching students about technology.
Frankly, American teenagers learn about technology. They know more than most adults, and they've learned it without taking any formal course.
Others question if an emphasis on STEM has a negative impact on liberal arts courses like English and history. Robert Floyd with the Texas Music Educators Association says the acronym STEM should be changed to STEAM to include arts.
We have to be careful that schools don't become a widget factory for the workplace. We've got to educate the whole child, and certainly the arts and the humanities are an integral component of that.
Drew Cheverly with the Austin Chamber of Commerce says ideally students heading into the workforce need STEM and liberal arts, especially in a digitized economy like Austin.
STEM is a prerequisite. Science, math are the table stakes for entry-level jobs in a digitized economy. The well-rounded education is what gives you the edge going forward to learn new skills and get promoted within jobs.
The Association of Colleges and Universities recently surveyed business CEOs nationwide. The survey found 74% of respondents recommend a liberal arts education to create a more dynamic worker. Kate McGee, KUT News.